I'd like to welcome those of you who are visiting with us this morning, and also those who are listening via the conference call, and those who will be receiving CDs of this, our Christmas service in 2008. We'll begin our service this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, for which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Thank you. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom. And he shall gently lead those that are with young.
Thank you. come on.
This shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly with the angel there was a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
And as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one unto another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
I am the good shepherd.
The good shepherd knoweth his sheep. I'm the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I am my Father and one.
So it came to pass in those days that a heathen king made a decree that all the world should be taxed. And with a few scratches of his pen, he set off a tremendous reaction throughout the world. One of the families that hit the road because of this was a man named Joseph, taking his wife Mary, who at that time was great with child. And they left their dwelling in Nazareth of Galilee, and made their way down to Bethlehem of Judea, because Joseph and Mary were of the house and lineage of David. And it came to pass then that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son. They wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And then the spotlight shifted over to a bunch of shepherds that were keeping watch over their flock. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Some shepherds and some sheep. Sheep are by far the most mentioned animal in all Holy Scripture. If you look up the word sheep and also the word flock, you'll find more than 400 references to these two things. And likewise, shepherds. If you look up the word shepherd, close to 100 references. And so the Holy Spirit moves the spotlight on this night out to a sheepfold where some shepherds are watching their flock. The importance of sheep in the land of Israel at that time cannot be overestimated. Israel was a nomadic tribe. They were raisers of sheep. That's their thing. That's what they did. And beside that, sheep and shepherds were a symbol of many, many spiritual truths that are given to us over and over in Scripture. Sheep were very useful to the children of Israel. They were used for wool. They were used for food. In the arid regions, sheep could survive because they could get by on very little grass and very little water. They could be moved easily from one place to another. But the most important thing was this. Sheep were used to sacrifice to the Lord God on Jewish altars. And every time a lamb was sacrificed, the elect of God knew that that sacrificial lamb pointed to the time when the Son of God would come into this world as the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. Now, the condition of raising sheep in the Holy Land at that time was far different from what you and I are used to. They were not put out into a pasture that was all fenced off and left to themselves. They were taken out by shepherds. And they were taken into a wilderness where there were predators abounding. They had to be led to pasture. They couldn't find it by themselves. They had to be protected. A sheep simply could not survive without a good shepherd. They just could not. Besides this, sheep are one of the most unintelligent, to be generous, one of the most unintelligent animals in the world. They can't fight, they can't run, and shepherds tell us that if they're out in the field, even within sight of the sheepfold, they can't find their way back. They are completely, completely dependent for their existence on a shepherd. And when you look at the condition of sheep and the way God made them by nature, then the assets of a good shepherd come to the front. A good shepherd knows where to guide his sheep to find pasture. The shepherds bring their sheep to a sheepfold during the night. But they've got to be watchful there too, because under the cover of darkness, predators come. When the morning light starts to shine, the shepherds call their sheep. The sheep leave their flocks and they come out to their own specific shepherd. The sheep had to know the voice of their shepherd, and they did. Each sheep could tell the voice of his shepherd just when the shepherd mentioned it. So then in the morning, the shepherd would call his sheep out, each one going to his own shepherd, would move the sheep out into the pasture that they had, and give them the food that they had to have. The shepherds had three main weapons that they used to defend their sheep. Now, the first one is called a rod. It was we would call it kind of a club, very heavy on one end, about 2 or 3 feet in length. And the shepherds would use this in hand-to-hand combat when predators had managed to enter into the flock and were ready for the slaughter. That was the rod. Then they had a staff which had the familiar crook on the end of it, and the staff was used to comfort sheep by kind of caressing them. It was also used to lift them out of crevices when they had fallen down there. It could also be used to keep predators away from a little further distance. But I think the most well-known weapon that they had was a sling. made famous by a young shepherd boy named David one day when he walked out on the battlefield to face the giant Goliath. There are, of course, spiritual applications for all this. We can't help but think of Psalm 23. Shepherds in those days knew their sheep very, very well. In fact, the sheep rather had attained a pet-like status. A good shepherd gave an individual name to every one of his sheep. When he would call out that name, that particular sheep would leave the flock and come running over to him, like a dog would. A dog would do that. Or maybe sometimes even a cat. The shepherds would lead their sheep, sometimes on night marches. And when they were going up through a valley, the shepherds would walk ahead of their sheep in the darkness of night, and the sheep would follow single file. How did they know where to go? The shepherds would take their rod and staff, each shepherd, and hit it together, strike it together. And the sheep knew the sound of their own shepherd's rod and staff when they were struck together. And as they were going up into the valley where predators abounded, their comfort was found in the sound of the rod and staff of the shepherd as he hit them and walked on ahead. Again, Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now, shepherds kept long, long hours. It didn't punch a clock. It was pretty much 24/7 every day of the year, because predators were always around. Especially at night, the shepherds had to be on guard because the predators liked to sneak in under the cover of darkness. And we can sure see a spiritual analogy here, because we know that the devil does his work under the cover of night also. Now, there was one night in the history of this world that was absolutely outstanding. And that was the night that we're talking about here. A bunch of shepherds keeping watch over their flock by night, and then it happened. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. Shepherds who didn't flinch at hand-to-hand combat with a lion or a bear, but they were afraid that night at the vision of the angels and the glory of the Lord. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. What was happening that night had ramifications throughout the whole world, throughout time and eternity. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be the sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Then came another miracle, and a contrast to what was going to be happening a short time later in the city of Jerusalem, when Herod asked the scribes where the Christ should be born, and they came up with the right answer and said, Scripture says he's going to be born in Bethlehem of Judea, and then they went back home. Shepherds had a different reaction. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into the heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. There was something happened here. There was a role reversal. The shepherds weren't shepherds anymore. They had been changed into sheep. And the Holy Spirit guided them from their own sheepfolds to the manger at Bethlehem where their good shepherd lay. And as they looked at that little babe in the manger, they saw a double type. He was a type, first of all, of the sheep that they had left. He was the Lamb of God that would give his life for the sins of the world, the ones that all these other sheep had pointed to when they were sacrificed. Here was the antitype. But he was more than that. He was also, at the same time, a shepherd. A good shepherd. The hireling, when he sees the enemy come, flees because he doesn't care for the sheep. He leaves the sheep at the mercy of the predators. But the good shepherd goes out to meet the predators and gives his life for the sheep. And destroys the lion who is walking about, the devil walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. What a night this was for those shepherds. And what a night it was for you and for me and every one of God's elect.
Christ alone, my Lord. Thank you.
perhaps my favorite service during the whole year. And it's so rejuvenating to hear the Christian faith being passed on to the next generation, and not only from the adults too, but the little ones, taking us, some of us, back years and years and years to when we were where you were. So I'd like to invite all of you who are with us here yet to remain for the potluck, and we wish all of you, from myself, my wife, and my children, a very blessed Christmas.